I don't know whether you find it easy to relate sometimes to the carols and Christmas and whatever, but many years ago, I was with some school friends and we were singing carols on a posh estate. And we came to this house with huge iron gates and this kind of mansion. And up in the top of this, there was just one light coming from a room. So we sang our carol and hoped for the best, rang the bell. And somebody, after a while, came out, much to our surprise. We were expecting them to set the dogs on us. But instead of that, they came out, and the man said to us, he said, "Look, come inside," he said. "I'd like you to sing us a carol." And he told us as we went in that his wife had just given birth to a child, and she was up in that upstairs room. And so it's very easy for him to relate to the birth of Jesus because his wife had just born a child. And I wonder whether this afternoon, just very quickly, you could imagine that you are a shepherd. Now, we've seen some fantastic shepherds in the nativity play just now. But just imagine for a moment, you can close your eyes if it makes it easier, that you are in just outside Bethlehem, maybe half a mile away. It's a dark night. It's cold. You're a shepherd and you're guarding these sheep. You're not probably very well dressed because a shepherd's job is one of the jobs for the poorest people in the land. And then I'm going to read you a story, and just imagine that you are there on that hillside. So it happened that it was while they were there in Bethlehem that Mary came to the end of her pregnancy. She gave birth to her first child, a son. And as there was no place for them inside the inn, she wrapped him up and laid him in a manger or a food trough. There were some shepherds, this is you, living in the same part of the country, keeping guard throughout the night over their flock. So they were on the night shift in the open fields. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord stood by their side. The splendor of God blazed around them, and they were terror-stricken. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. Listen, I bring you fantastic news of amazing joy, which is for all the people. This very day," he says to these shepherds, "this very day, can you believe this? In David's town, a Savior has been born for you. He is the Messiah that they'd all been waiting for, the Lord. Let this prove it to you," the angel said. "You will find a baby wrapped up and lying in a manger. If you don't believe me, you go to that town and you'll find a baby." In a flash, there appeared with the angel a vast host of the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace upon earth among men with whom he is pleased." And they quickly went to Bethlehem. They said, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem and see this thing which the Lord has made known to us." I just want to highlight just two or three little things in this story. First of all, this was an important message. This was better than Jonathan Ross, better than one of the Dimbleby brothers, better than a royal wedding. This was an angel of the Lord. And these guys only came from heaven at very special times that came to announce this. Let's have a look at this message if we can have it from the back. The angel said to them, "Don't be scared," because they were terrified, remember. "For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which is for all the people. For today in the city of David has been born to you a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Everything about the Christian message, about the Christmas message, is in this verse. It's all summed up in this verse. "Don't be afraid because I bring you good news." If it was a modern translation, it wouldn't have been good news and great joy. It would be fantastic news of amazing joy. And the Christian message is a message which is amazing news. When I became a Christian, age 17, I was a lazy person. And it would have had to have been good to capture my heart. I became a Christian one day. Somebody explained this good news to me. I prayed a prayer. I asked this Jesus, this Savior, to come into my heart. It's a very real thing to me. And I didn't expect much to happen. But the next morning I woke up and I was filled with an incredible happiness. And that's what this was about. It was an incredible message that brings great joy, which I since then have wanted everybody to know about. It's good news. It's great joy. And it's about a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Now, you might think, why do I need a Savior? What is this religious word, what is this Savior thing all about? Well, we know that a goalkeeper saves a goal. We know about being rescued from a situation. We know a little bit about saving, how those Chilean miners were saved out of that great hole in the ground after all those weeks. We know what a Savior is in one sense. But what do we need to be saved by? When the angel, possibly the same angel, I don't know, came to Mary, she said to Mary, "You're going to have a son. And his name will be called Jesus," which means God saves, "for he will save his people from their sins." What is this? What's the problem with this sin thing? The first thing is that it separates us from God, because God is a holy God. Our sin, your sin, my sin, the sin of everybody causes this great gap between God and man. So people around you at work or school or wherever you are, they don't know God, because there's this massive great gap that thing inside all of us, this sin has caused. Secondly, this sin separates us from one another. Christmas time could be a happy time. It can be a miserable time, because when we try to get together with people that are related to us and friends, we don't always get on with them, because sometimes things have been said, things have been done, and it's this word sin. It's usually that selfish part of us, or somebody else maybe, but often us too, has caused a problem. It separates me and my family and my friends. And thirdly, it separates us from our own happiness. The only way I believe that we can be truly happy is to be at one with God. And that comes through the Savior. Jesus came, that little child grew up, and in 30 years, he was nailed to a cross. And he shed his blood on that tree so that we could be forgiven. That is what this angel was so excited about. You see, nobody else could see it. The world wasn't waiting. But those shepherds got a little insight as to what was going on. The last thing I want to say very quickly is that the angel gave them something to do. He said to them, the proof will be that you will find a baby. He'll be wrapped in these swaddling clothes, whatever those things were, and he's going to be laid in a manger because there's no room at the inn. And so it says they rushed. They said, let's go straight away to Bethlehem. Let's find this great thing. And they went there and they found the child. They were amazed. It happened just like the angel had said. And they believed. And it says they went back to work and they told everybody about these things that had happened, because they'd found the Savior. I want to just suggest that maybe this Christmas time, with everything else that goes on, all the television and the eating and the friends and the family and the presents and different things, that the most important thing in life, and we have only one lifetime to find this, is that we find God, that we find the Savior, and that we become one with him. We run a little thing at New Life called the Alpha Course. There are hundreds of these little courses going on around the country where you can just come for several weeks, just find out about the Savior if you don't know much about him. I think it's important enough that I'd like to recommend that if you want to, you can come on that. You may find other ways of finding out. I don't know. But it's important. Be a good shepherd and find out about the Savior. Thanks very much.